We don't need to see that yet. This is the Thursday post-game show. We have four games to go through tonight as well as a few injuries. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Follow me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Follow us on Twitter at FBI Basketball. As I get a message, yes, Dan Titus, it does. Website, FBIBasketball.com. We are part of the Old Man Squad. Follow them at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Hit up Dan if you've got any questions about the shows that they have, but they do have a lot. It is the Thursday post-game show. It is Friday afternoon here in Australia and, midnight-ish in the States. Four games, so not as many. I don't have to cram in 10 games like I did yesterday, but we will go through some injury news to start things off, starting at the top or the bottom, however we want to look at that. DeJounte Murray, fractured hand. We know he is out 4 to 6 weeks. Lonzo Ball out tomorrow. Probably part of the management. It is listed as left knee surgery injury management. We're going to see a lot of this. If you drafted him, I'm not sure why you drafted him. So go ahead and move on from him. Rob Williams, we know he is out. Zion will play tomorrow. So he is over his illness. So they lose DeJounte. They get Zion back. We'll see what they do with the starting lineup. I would assume they're probably going to start Daniel Tice at center just to give them a little bit more height there. But we'll see. James Wiseman out for the season with a torn Achilles, which I probably did mention that on the show yesterday. And it did look like an Achilles and was confirmed. So he will be out for the season, which, I mean, look, again, not fantasy relevant really, but it is a shame given the run of injuries that he's had. Frees up Isaiah Jackson to sort of absorb those backup minutes. He is questionable, I believe, for tomorrow. So if he's there, I mean, consider him. We don't know how many minutes he's going to play, but certainly worth considering. All right, working through these injuries. I only talk about significant ones. I'm not going to talk about Cody Zeller or Dominic Barlow. Brandon Miller is out tomorrow with hip soreness. So, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's too serious, but probably more of a cork kind of an injury. I would think he might miss one or two games, but should be okay. Mark Williams out again. So we roll with Nick Richards until we get word that he is back. Paul George out again. No real surprise there. Jonathan Isaac is questionable, I believe, with his hip issue. So I hope he plays. I'm keen to see what he can do this year. There's a few questionable tags, but look, they'll all change before tomorrow, so I'm not going to worry too much about them. So they are all the major injuries. We will bring up the games now. Let's do this one. This one looks the best. All right. So first game of the night, Boston and Washington. Look, Washington got off to a hot start, Jordan Poole got off to a hot start, but they really couldn't keep pace with the Celtics, to no surprise, and the Celtics end up winning fairly comfortably in the end. For Boston, usual suspects, Drew Holiday, who scored 18 in his last game, as I said, that's sort of more than what we expected, and he did regress here, 7 points. He's going to be up and down a bit because of his role in the offensive pecking order. But Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, all basically 20-plus points. Limited minutes. They all played under 30 minutes. Jaylen Brown played bang on 30, but they didn't need to exert themselves, and this is probably going to be the case moving forward. If we look at their secondary unit, Peyton Pritchard, a little bit better in this one in terms of scoring, but not much in the peripheral numbers there. Luke Kornet, who I think we're sort of holding him in a couple of spots just in case he gets a spot start when Al Horford rests. He hasn't done much to this point. He's pretty hard to hold. I know that there is that upside for when Horford misses time, but yeah, I just don't think he's doing enough when Horford plays to be held. So I think we can move on from him onto the Washington side of things. As I said, Jordan Poole got off to a hot start. I think he had 17 points maybe in the first 8 minutes or something like that. He ended up with 26 points. Relatively efficient, 9 of 17 from the field, 6 of 11 from 3, hit both of his free throws. The 4 steals is good to see. He has this in him, not 4, but 1 per game is, I think, realistic. So, yeah, look, a pretty good line. I think if you drafted Jordan Poole, you have to be pretty happy with what he put up here. Kyle Kuzma was, look, he was taking shots. He just didn't hit a lot of them. And in true Kuzma fashion, he didn't do much besides score. But we know that. That's what he's been like his whole career. Koulibaly, who I always get questions about, is he worth rostering? He played 30 minutes. He had 8 points. He had 6 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal. He's going to be one of these guys that probably won't score a ton of points, but has the ability to just contribute in random categories on a nightly basis. So I think there's enough there for him to be rostered. Limited upside unless they start to rest some guys down the stretch, but I think at the moment he is worth a roster spot. Alex Saar, I've had a lot of questions about him as well. 22 minutes, only 2 points, 5 rebounds. 2 blocks are nice. Yeah, look, it's not an ideal start for him, but the fact that he did start and the fact that this was a blowout, yeah, look, it's not great, but I don't think we're panicking yet. It's one game. Let's see. It's his first game coming from the NBL, moving through Summer League and into the NBA. So it's a fairly big step up. So I wouldn't worry too much at this point, because you should have only invested a last round pick on him anyway. Jonas Valanciunas came off the bench, had 18 points, 5 rebounds and a couple of assists, but no defensive stats. Again, very Valanciunas-like. He can be rostered. Just keep an eye on those minutes. If he's only going to play 20 a night, yeah, I think he's going to struggle to be a standard league guy, but let's just get a better reflection of the playing time in a hopefully a competitive game, although being Washington, where we're not assured of that anytime soon. The Spurs and the Mavericks, look, relatively close, but Dallas get the win here. On the Spurs side, I'll start with Wemby. Pretty average, I think, if we want to be honest, for his first game of the year. The numbers are okay, 17 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, a block, a 3. So not terrible, but 5 of 18 from the field. Only 1 assist is not ideal. Only 1 block, no steals. I think Dallas just got the better of him in this one. If you drafted him, you've obviously invested a number 1 or number 2 pick. So you're not happy, but I'm okay. Look, I've got him on a team and I'm not worried at all. I guess if you don't have Wemby and you know that his manager is sort of one of these guys that is quick to pull the trigger on trades, you could float something out there, but I doubt very much. If you wanted to, Doncic was pretty good today. If you wanted to throw out Doncic for Wemby, that would be okay. Anthony Davis for Wemby. So you're still going to have to offer sort of a top 6 player to get him. But if you really do want to get him, you could try. And especially if he has another sort of subpar game. Jeremy Sochan, I thought, looked pretty good offensively anyway. 18.6 rebounds. Nothing on the defensive end, which is disappointing because we need him to get some defensive stats if he wants to be a 12-team guy. But he is at this point. Harrison Barnes, yeah, fine. If you want to roster him, he started out, I think he hit his first four field goals or something and had 12 points early and ended up with 17. So, yeah, I'm not interested in Barnes here at all. And Chris Paul, 8 assists and a steal, 3 points. Yeah, that's terrible. But he certainly isn't going to be a volume scorer on this team. but he will get more than three. I think he'll be 10 points, sort of 7 or 8 assists and 1.5 steals. So that's what you drafted him for, and he basically did that other than the scoring. So Champagne, are we rostering him until Vassell comes back? Sure. We saw last season that he had moments. This line is really good. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 4 threes. So, I mean, yeah, as I said, someone has to score because Chris Paul isn't going to score a lot. Sochan is typically not a high-volume scorer, and Harrison Barnes is pretty hit or miss. So Champagne is going to have some opportunity here. So if you're looking for points, feel free to give him a look. And I'm not really interested in anyone on the bench. Trey Jones only played 16 minutes, which is not enough. On to Dallas. I said Luka, good game. Flirted with a triple-double, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal and block. Not great from the field. It took him a while to get going in this one, 9 of 25 from the field, 6 of 8 from the line. So we always keep an eye on those free throws. That's obviously 75%. We want him to be at about 80 come season's end. Daniel Gafford started, but Derek Lively played 28 minutes. So I think this is only one game, but I think we can safely assume that Lively is the preferred center, whether he's starting or not. And the numbers would reflect that in this one. He had 15 points, 11 rebounds, and a steal. And the 6 assists, intriguing, intriguing indeed. They're running the offense through him a little bit there. And I guess if you look at the guys around him, he had 6 assists. Kyrie had 2. Jaden Hardy had 2. Quentin Grimes didn't have 1. So behind Luka, who's obviously option A, does appear that they are going to try and utilize him a bit more as a playmaker, which certainly adds to his overall appeal. Gafford only, as I said, 18 or 19 minutes, but the numbers were still okay. 9 points, 6 rebounds, still in a block. So probably worth holding, but it does appear that Lively has the leg up there as the preferred center. Klay Thompson could be his best game of the year. I don't know. He did look good. I'll give that to him. 3 steals is about a week's worth for him. So, yeah, he shouldn't be available. So, I mean, if he is, go and grab him. But he was pretty much drafted everywhere, I think. So if you got him, you enjoy this. If you wanted to try and sell high, but it's pretty hard to make a sell high after one game. Let's go to the next game. Oklahoma City and Denver. Now, this was a pretty close one for a while, and then OKC sort of got away a bit at the end. Chet Holmgren looked really good. He started at center, as we expected, without Hartenstein there. 25 and 14, 2 steals, 4 blocks. Ideal. This is what you were hoping for if you drafted him. And with no Hartenstein there, those rebound numbers are obviously inflated a little bit. Shea was fine as well, doing Shea things. We don't need to break him down too much. Lou Dort, we don't need him. Jalen Williams, pretty quiet, 12, 3, and 3 with 2 blocks. The blocks sort of salvage what was otherwise a pretty average night there, but he will be okay. And interestingly, Isaiah Joe started over Alex Caruso. We didn't really have a confirmed starter here. And so it's interesting that they went with Isaiah Joe. I still think Caruso is worth holding. He only played 19 minutes and didn't score, didn't get a defensive stat. So it's about as bad a start to the season as you could hope for. I can see your questions coming in here, or a couple of questions anyway, so I will get to them at the end because we have time today. Caruso, hold on to him. I think he'll be okay. Isaiah Joe, just a 3-point streamer, no need to be rostering him. On to Denver. Jokic, pretty passive offensively, but other than that, he was fine. Michael Porter, yeah, he was fine. These guys, we sort of know who they are at this point. So don't really need to dig into their performances too much. Christian Braun, Brown, it's Brown. It looks like Braun to me. Christian Brown, his best game as a starter. And, he wasn't good during the preseason, but he came out here and had 16 and 7 with an assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks, shot the ball relatively well. Other than his perimeter three perimeter scoring. So I think based on this performance, he's probably locked in as the starter. He's probably going to hold that position until someone takes it off him, really. We did sort of think maybe Julian Strouthal would step in there, but he didn't do much in his 17 minutes, 6-1. No one really on the bench did anything, which is not surprising. We weren't expecting too much from their bench. Russell Westbrook looked like Russell Westbrook, a lot of bricks, some poor shot choices. He had 6 points. Look, the other numbers are pretty good. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal and 2 blocks. And that's why you draft Russell Westbrook. It's not for his scoring. It's not for his efficiency. But the 1 of 4 from the line and 2 of 10 from the field is a huge drain. So if you care about your percentages at all, it may be that you need to move off of Westbrook despite those peripheral numbers. Okay, on to the last game of the night, Minnesota and Sacramento. Now, this one was a close one. I managed to catch the end of this one live, and Timberwolves get up by 2 on Anthony Edwards, 2 free throws by Anthony Edwards with 2 seconds, something like that, 2.5 seconds to go. He was always going to take that shot and got fouled, got to the line and made them. So, for the Wolves, Julius Randle, he's only played 2 games, but by far this was his best game, 33 points. Now, looks really good on the surface, and certainly, yes, it was a good performance, but he's not going to be a 13 of 17 from the floor guy. He's more like a 46%, 48% maybe. So on a usual night, if he's going to shoot 17, he's probably going to make 8 of them and take away a couple of those threes based on what we've seen throughout his career. So this is certainly on the high end of, I think, what we will get from him. But in true Randall style, we had no defensive stats. 2 of 3 from the line, not terrible, not great. So, yep, good game for him. Anthony Edwards, he's getting a ton of shots. He's certainly putting in a concerted effort here to be there. The new face of the Western Conference and the league. I don't know what he's trying to do, but a lot of shots, 32 points, 10 of 24 and 5 of 15 from 3. The free throws are good. We'd like some more defensive stuff. He had 1 steal and that was it. And then outside of those guys, if we're looking at the starters, Jaden McDaniels, the minutes were better. The foul trouble wasn't there, but as expected, not a lot in terms of production. He does not need to be rostered. Rudy Gobert, only 3 points, only 2 shots. So, yeah, really, really passive game from him. He had 11 rebounds. He had 2 steals, no blocks. Mike Conley, Dante DiVincenzo, we were wondering where this was going to go after that first game where Conley only played 20 minutes. He played 27 in this one and DiVincenzo played 27. So perhaps this is more of an accurate reflection of what we're going to see from them moving forward, a minutes split or a timeshare. If that is the case, I think they can probably both be rostered. I think I'd prefer DiVincenzo just because of the upside he has offensively. Conley is really out there as just more of a facilitator. So I think I'd prefer DiVincenzo over Conley. I think Conley probably has some back-end value just for those assists and steals. But another game where he's only in the mid-20s, I think I'd be okay moving on. Naz Reid in his 27 minutes had 19 and 13. Really good game for him. And I said this in the last show, if he's going to play 26, 27 minutes a night, he could push inside the top 100, I think, best case this season. And the last team, Sacramento, DeMar DeRozan, as we expected, he slotted straight in, looked fine. 26 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Just doing DeRozan things, not shooting threes, hitting his free throws. So he's fine, top 50, I think, another top 50 season on the card. Keegan Murray, surprisingly, maybe to some, took 17 shot attempts, second only to DeRozan. He ended up with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Would have liked to have seen a steal or a block there, but still a really good start to the season. And 43 minutes is wildly encouraging. Kevin Huerter started. Don't add Kevin Huerter. He had 2 points in his 20 minutes. Keon Ellis, if you drafted him as a steals specialist, he got two steals, but he only played 11 minutes and only got 2 points. So I think he's just going to be a streamer. He would need to get to 26 minutes to I think, have sustainable value. So I think if you've got Keon Ellis, you can probably move on from him. Sabonis he was a little bit quiet early. He ended up with 24 points, 8 rebounds. Probably the number that jumps out, or the lack thereof, is the assists. He only had one assist, whereas De'Aaron Fox had 11. So whether that's the team sort of consciously trying to get the ball in the hands of other guys, I don't know, but it's something to watch because Sabonis's value is tied to his assists numbers. And yeah, if he's not getting 6-7 assists, his value is going to drop. So just keep an eye on that, but no reason to panic yet. De'Aaron Fox, like I said, 15 points, 11 assists and a steal. I feel like this was just a bit of a game where they were feeling each other out, getting used to playing with each other. The shot attempts were fairly spread out, fairly even. So, yeah, we'll see what they look like in their next game. Now, questions. We did get lots of questions. Okay, where are we? Let's start at the top. We'll work through these just quickly. I drafted Hartenstein. Is he a hold? If you drafted him after he was injured, then yes. I mean, nothing has changed. If you drafted him and then he got injured, but you have an IR spot, I would definitely keep him in the IR spot. If you can't or you don't have an IR spot, then I would, first of all, I'd talk to your commissioner and get an IR spot. But if you don't have an IR spot, I mean, the positive is that we know how long he's out. This isn't indefinite or anything like Kawhi, so we know that he is probably going to be out for another 4 weeks. And the ramp-up time should be fairly quick. I've said that before. So this isn't a lower leg injury or anything. He can be out there training, working with the team. So I would hold him if possible. Is Brown an ad over people like DiVincenzo? Look, I think both probably have a role in a 12-team league. Who would I rather? DiVincenzo, I think, has higher upside. We've seen it. We saw him last season when he was playing big minutes. So I think DiVincenzo is probably my preferred option. Brown, this is one good game. Like I said, he wasn't great in the preseason, so I'd like to see a bit more. But So if I have DiVincenzo, I probably wouldn't drop him for Brown at this point. Hopping over from Lord. Yep, we are overlapping. There we go. I was disappointed in Strouther. I drafted him. Yeah, I don't know if I did. Yeah, look, this wasn't a great start to the season. I would hold him. If you drafted him, let's give him another game. But Denver are going to need they're going to need someone to score off the bench because no one did tonight. So I think Strouther is probably he has the best chance of being that guy. So we'll see. Where are we? Yes, one assist. Matt Carmody is worrying for Sabonis. Yeah, look, that's true, actually. So just put in a waiver to drop Strouther for Bagley. Yeah, look, Bagley, hang on, let me go back to the Washington game. I didn't really cover him because I'll have to scroll down a bit. We've seen Bagley be a back-end guy. He does need a lot of minutes, so he's not there yet. If you can treat him as a sort of a stash, then he could potentially, maybe he has late round value. His per minute production is usually pretty good. He did have 8.6 rebounds today in only 10 minutes. If you're in a deeper league, then I think that's fine. Matt Carmody again, Naz was my most drafted player. Yeah, look, he is looking good. You could get him late, and I think we were relatively high on him. Did I get him? I might have got him in one league, I think. Well, I'm in so many leagues, I think I got everyone. But, it has been a good start to the season for Naz Reid. Look, I think that'll do. We've worked through the four games. We're sitting at almost half an hour. So We will be back tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do it for another couple of days. So tomorrow will be the Friday games. I think we have 10 games on the slate tomorrow. Let me just double check that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, another 10 game. I think it might be back-to-back 10 game slate. So they're going to be longer shows. Games I'm watching tomorrow. Let me scroll through. I haven't even looked that far ahead yet. Indiana, New York. Let's see if New York can bounce back after that performance. I think they probably will. Charlotte and Atlanta, both teams coming off good wins. That should be a fun game. Probably not a lot of defense being played, but it should be fun. Memphis and Houston, Pelicans and Trailblazers, that could be anything. Zion will be back, so it'll be good to see him out there looking fit and healthy. So a little bit to watch tomorrow. And, yeah, I will be shooting out my read and react tweet shortly and then what I'm looking for. Looking at in the games. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Is Grimes too far outside of the rotation to hold? I think he probably is. I was sort of watching him and Jaden Hardy, and I think I prefer Hardy, and that's probably because I have him in a couple of dynasty leagues. But yeah, Grimes only played 15 minutes in this one and only had 2 points. We've seen this. He's very up and down, very inconsistent. So I don't think I'd be holding him in a 12-team league at this point. He would need, I think, one or possibly two injuries to be relevant in standard leagues. So that will do for today's show. As I said, I'll be back tomorrow. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Until next time, catch up.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.